Just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
What do you say, Sam?
You want me to give you how much?
Just $500.
Close the door quietly on your way out, Haney.
But, Sam, we'll all be millionaires.
Look, Fred, if you think this is such a great invention, why don't you go to the bank and borrow the money?
Because they'd want to know what it's for, and then the secret would be out.
Yeah, we want to keep it a closed corporation between us three.
And we're cutting you in for a third.
How much you putting up, Haney?
Nothing. That's the first rule of big business. Always use somebody else's money.
Well, I ain't interested. And even if I was, I haven't got $500.
You can mortgage the store.
There is a mortgage on it.
Well, put a second on it.
I've got a second on it.
How about a third?
Look, I'm already up to six and pushing for seven.
But, Sam, this is the greatest thing that Luke ever invented.
But how could a machine possibly make milk?
Well, you'll see soon as Newt comes with the proof.
Look, I already got burned once on one of Looney Luke's inventions. I lost $50 on that electric spat buttoner of his.
But, Sam...
I got it. Luke made it for me fresh while I was there.
Now, what more proof you want than that, Sam?
That's no proof.
Taste it.
What's it taste like?
Milk.
Let's have the $500, Sam.
You fellas go out and milk a cow and expect me to...
This come from Luke's milk-making machine.
I saw it work. Luke put some hay in the top of this contraption, and then he turned a couple of knobs, and then the machine started gurgling and thumping, and the bell rang, and out came some milk at the other end.
Out.
How about the $500, Sam?
Out.
Well, ain't but one thing left to do. We'll just have to go over and sweet talk it out of Mr. Douglas.
Oh, hi.
Oh, Oliver, would you give me a couple of eggs from the icebox, please?
Yeah.
Oh, and I need some milk, too.
Uh-huh. What are you doing?
I'm making a chocolate cake for dessert.
Lisa, you don't know how to make a chocolate cake.
Well, it's very easy with this. See?
Bibbers Instant Cake Mix.
You heard their slogan. You can't make a boo-boo with Bibbers.
No, I don't believe I...
That has everything in it. All you have to do is add milk and eggs to the contents.
Well, that sounds like you,
Now the eggs.
Lisa.
One, two. It couldn't be simpler than this, could it?
No, but...
After adding the eggs and the milk, mix the contents thoroughly. Well, that ought to do it.
Look, all that will do it...
Place in a medium oven for 15 minutes.
Lisa, don't you think you ought to use a pan?
For what?
To bake the cake.
Well, it doesn't say so in the box.
Well, I know, but I
Will you let me know when it's 15 minutes? Oh, and also answer the door, please.
Yeah.
I think you better knock again.
No, shh. I hear him coming. Smile.
Well,
What's that?
Mr. Douglas, don't you look generous today. Don't he look generous, Fred?
Oh, he sure does.
May we come in?
Yeah. Come in.
Wipe your feet, Fred.
Why don't you wipe yours?
Because I don't own a pig farm.
Well, gentlemen, what can I
do? Oliver, is the 15 minutes up?
Lisa, you just...
Oh, hello, Mr. Ziffel. Mr. Haney?
Oh, hello, Miss Douglas.
Mrs. Douglas, if you don't look as pretty as a possum climbing out of a barrel of new sorghum.
Why, thank you.
Thank you. What is that?
Just for that, I'll give you both a piece of chocolate cake, if you can wait 15 minutes.
We'd be Peckerwood proud, too.
Lisa, that cake isn't going to...
Let me know when it's 15 minutes.
Doggone, Mr. Douglas. It don't seem fair, you having a beautiful wife like that, living in an expensive place like this, having all that money in the bank.
Money?
It's strange that you should mention that word, ain't it, Fred?
I didn't.
Haney, cut out the double talk. Let's get on to business. Mr. Douglas, we need
$500. $500?
Strange you should mention that amount, Mr. Douglas.
Haney, will you lend it to us?
Well, would you mind telling me what you need it for?
Investment.
It's going to make us $1,000,000, and we're going to cut you in for a half of 1%.
Yes, but... What kind of an investment is it?
You're getting a little nosy, aren't you?
Well, if you want to borrow it from me, I think I have a perfect right to know.
Is the 15 minutes up?
No, it's...
You let me know.
Yes.
Oh, you're going to lend us the money?
No.
But you just said yes.
I was talking to my wife.
What about?
Well,
Where do you keep your checkbook?
We ought to get it in cash.
You're not getting a cent unless you tell me what you need it for.
Should we let him in on it?
You think we can trust him?
He's the only one we know that's got $500.
Well, that sounds like a good reason. Short time.
There you are. Now, may we have a check?
For what?
What's it look like?
Milk?
Taste it.
What's it taste like?
Milk?
Good. The money, please.
I'm not giving you $500 just for a taste of milk.
Well, you would if it knew where it come from.
I assume it came from a cow.
Oh, that shows how dumb you are.
What?
Mr. Douglas, this milk was handmade by a machine.
A machine?
Right. Luke Niedlinger's milk-making machine. You put hay in one end of it, turn on the switch, milk comes out the other end.
What?
It's the greatest thing since Bellmeister invented the peach pitter.
I never heard of it.
That's the one that revolutionized fruit salad.
You two don't really believe that it's possible for a machine to make milk.
Well, we sure do, and it'll replace the cow.
You are out of your minds.
That's what they told Bellmeister when he come up with the peach pitter. But last year... The fruit salad people threw him a testimonial banquet.
Look, you cannot make milk with a machine.
Well, that's beside the point. Are you going to lend us the money?
I most certainly am not. And if I were you, I'd forget the whole thing.
Mr. Douglas, we didn't come over to get your advice. We come over to get your money. Come on, Penny.
Mr. Ziffel and Mr. Haney?
They left.
But I was just going to give them some cake. I was just going to take it out of the oven.
Lisa, all you're going to find in that oven... Oh, dear. Huh? Is that a... Ooh. How did you...
Taste it.
It's good.
That's why they say you can't make a boo-boo with boobers.
I told them not to go over and bother you, Mr. Douglas.
May I have another box of Bibber's chocolate cake mix, please?
Yes, ma'am. I sure am glad you didn't lend them the money, Mr. Douglas.
Believe me, I'm not lending anybody money to put into some kind of a phony machine.
How do you know it's phony?
Did you say chocolate?
No, I said foamy.
It's phony.
Oh, no, it isn't, Mr. Douglas. You just put in the eggs and the milk.
I'm talking about the milk-making machine.
Why couldn't that work?
Because it's ridiculous.
Well, you said that about Bibbers, but I noticed you eating the cake.
You know this Needlinger?
Oh, yeah, he's a crackpot inventor.
Now, why would anybody want to invent a crackpot?
No, not a... he means he's a nut.
Oh, that's what they said about Zigaty.
Who's Zigaty?
He's a fellow in Budapest who invented the electric light bulb.
I believe that was Edison.
That's right. Edison Zigaty. He was a very good friend of my father's. And if my father had invested in his light bulbs, he would have been a millionaire today.
Why didn't he?
Mr. Zigaty never asked him.
It's just as well. Your father would have drunk it all up anyway.
Why, Oliver?
Oh, hi, Ike.
Oh, hi, Sam. Mr. Douglas? Yeah. Did I leave anybody out?
Mr. Kimball?
Sorry, Mr. Kimball. Didn't mean to slight you.
Oh, you're all dressed up.
Yes, I'm on my way over to see the chief. Yeah, punch him in the nose and then resign. Or should I resign first and then punch him in the nose? No, I guess...
Why are you resigning?
I'm not going to be a county agent anymore. Got a better job.
Doing what?
I'm going to be a millionaire.
Oh, I'm glad to see you getting ahead.
Yeah, he could use one. How do you figure to become a millionaire?
Can you people keep a secret?
Yes.
Good.
Well, I'll be seeing you.
Wait a second.
Well, I haven't got much time. I got to get over to the bank before it closes. I'm going to borrow $500.
$500? Mr. Kimball, you're not thinking of investing in a milk-making machine, are you?
Oh, no. I'm going to invest in a... Yes, I guess it is a milk-making machine.
There is no such thing as a milk-making machine.
What'd you hear about that?
Hank, you're not really going to invest in that stupid machine of Luke's.
Oh, I never saw his stupid machine. All I saw was his milk-making machine.
Well, Hank, that Needlinger's nothing but a screwball.
Not Loony Luke.
Loony Luke?
He's brilliant. Why, he's invented more things than you can shake a stick at. As a matter of fact, I think he invented an automatic stick shaker.
He did? Mr. Zigaty tried for years to invent one of those.
Lisa, will you...
Well, I better get to the bank.
Hold it, Mr. Kimball. Look, I hate to see you borrow money and quit your job without having somebody investigate this thing first.
That makes sense, Hank.
It does?
Yeah. Let me see just what this Needlinger's trying to pull.
Oh, with his machine, you don't pull anything. You just press a...
I know. Look, where can I find him?
Well, he lives up in the hills. Mm. Now, you take the county road till you come to a tall pine tree. Mm-hmm. Then you turn left and you come to a bridge that's been washed out. Mm. Now, you drive over the bridge and...
Now, how can I drive over a bridge that's been washed out?
Oh, that's one of Luke's best inventions.
I'll find it.
I'll be with you in a minute. I'm just testing my wristwatch TV set.
Your wristwatch TV?
Doggone. Them Beverly Hillbillies are funny. You want to see them?
Oh, there's no picture.
Oh, doggone. My color tube must have blown out again.
That's a wonderful invention.
Lisa, I've seen enough.
But we didn't see the milk-making machine yet.
That's right over here. There she is.
That's wonderful. Is this just an ordinary sheet?
Yes, ma'am.
And you get milk out of it?
Oh, no. That's just the cover. There.
That's the thing that makes the milk?
What else could you use it for? Could we see it work?
Oh, yes, of course. You see, it works on the same principle as the cow.
How do they work?
Well, the cow has four stomachs. And the digestive juices in the stomach transforms the hay into the milk. And my machine does the same thing. The secret is the chemicals that I put into it.
Now, are you convinced?
I haven't seen anything yet.
I'll show you. I have to put in some hay, and you have to be careful not to put too much in, because if I overfeed the machine, it gets gas.
How could a machine get...
Now, we'll start it up.
making the milk?
No, ma'am. It's just chewing up the hay. That's the automatic swallower.
The automatic...
The digestive chemicals are being pumped in. Now the digesting process is starting.
And this is going to come out milk?
Yes, as soon as the gong sounds. You want to taste it?
No, thanks. I've already...
Oh, let me. It's good.
Mr. Needlinger, may I congratulate you? That is one of the hokiest contraptions I have ever seen.
Oliver, are you insulting Mr. Needlinger?
He's insulting me, trying to make me believe that this thing could actually manufacture milk.
But it must have. Where else did the milk come from?
It was in a tank to begin with.
How do you know?
Well, you'll notice the tank is closed so you can't see inside.
I'll let you see inside. Here, look.
Oh, that's impossible. You must have it connected to some... Well, no, it's not.
Oliver, you owe Mr. Needlinger an apology.
Oh, that's all right, ma'am. People are always skeptical about new inventions.
Yes, I can imagine what they said to Julius when he invented the orange.
To Julius when he invented the orange? Look, Mr. Needlinger, if this really works, it's worth millions. And yet you're willing to sell a share of it for $500.
Experimenting is expensive, and I need chemicals. And
look, I've got a friend in New York I'd like to bring out here.
What do you want to bring her out here for?
It's not a her, it's Charlie Williams. He's the chief chemist for the Hoffenbacher Chemical Company. Now, would you object to his looking at your machine?
Oh, no! No, not at all!
Hello? Who? Douglas? Put him on.
Hello, Charlie. Oliver Wendell Douglas.
Oliver Wendell?
Ah, remember, I was your roommate at Harvard.
Oh, dimples, how are you?
Well, I don't have dimples anymore.
Oliver, who are you talking to?
Charlie Williams.
Oh, send him my love.
Yeah, Lisa sends her love.
Who's Lisa?
My wife.
Oh, you finally married that redhead.
No.
I broke up with the redhead.
What redhead?
The one I broke up with. No, Lisa's a blonde.
Oh, the airline hostess.
No, that was another blonde.
Who was another blonde?
The airline hostess.
Well, we're going to have a lot to talk about when you climb down from there.
Lisa, will you... Look, hello, Charlie.
What happened to you, Dimp? You just dropped out of sight.
I gave up my law practice. I bought myself a farm.
Sounds great.
Oh, it is. You'll see for yourself when you get out here.
Get where?
Hooterville.
Rooterville?
No, Hooterville.
And why do I want to go to Hooterville?
No, it has just one hooter in it.
Well, it's been nice talking to you.
Wait a minute. I have something I want you to look at.
What is it?
It's a milk-making machine.
Milk-making? What bar are you falling from?
No, I'm not in a bar. I'm on top of a telephone pole.
Boy, you really are high.
Charlie, I'm telling you, there's a man out here who invented a machine that makes milk, or seems to. Yes, he puts hay in one end, he turns it on, and real milk comes out of the other end.
Oliver, next time you're in New York, let's have lunch together.
Now, Charlie, you know better than I do the things that can be made synthetically. Rubber, nylon.
And this machine makes that, too.
No, just milk. Charlie, with the world facing a food shortage someday, a machine like this would be invaluable. Now, if you'll just come out and look at it.
I'd love to, but I'm very busy here at the lab developing our automatic egg-laying machine. You put chicken feed in one end and eggs come out the other.
Look, you don't have to be sarcastic.
Oliver.
Look, if I send you a sample of the milk that the machine makes, Maybe that'll convince you.
All right. You send along and I'll analyze it.
Oh, great. Great. And, look, Charlie, I wouldn't want this to get around, you know. Keep it under your hat.
Oh, don't worry about that. Goodbye, Oliver. Milk-making machine.
Lisa, have you got a pen?
Oh, you're going to write to the redhead?
No, I want to address this milk sample to Charlie Williams.
Then you're going to write to the redhead.
If you don't stop bugging me about her, I may.
All right. I won't bug you about the redhead anymore.
Good.
Let's get to the blonde hostess.
Look, isn't there a pen in the house?
No. All we have in this house is a jealous wife that wants to know about the blonde hostess.
You can read all about her when I write my memoirs.
How can you write your memoirs when you can't find a pen?
I'll address it at Drucker's.
Oliver, if you walk out of that door without telling me about the hostess, don't bother coming back. You forgot to kiss me goodbye.
For the love.
Well, that's a pretty cheesy kiss for a fellow who isn't coming back.
Look, Lisa, I have to mail this.
Mr. Douglas? Mr. Douglas, you'd better come into the barn right away.
What's the matter?
It's Eleanor.
What's wrong with her?
She won't give any milk. She's on strike.
On
strike? Every time I try to milk her, she sits down on her business end.
Oh, the poor thing. She must be sick.
No, ma'am, she's rebelling. She heard Mr. Douglas was replacing her with a milk-making machine.
I know just how she feels. He tried to replace me with a redhead.
I'm beginning to wish I had.
I tried to tell Eleanor that she didn't have anything to worry about, but she said she wanted to hear it from you.
Well, you tell... What do you mean she said?
She didn't actually talk to me. She beat it out on the milk pail with her tail in Morse code.
Who is Morse code?
No, not Morris. Morse.
Who is Morris Morse?
Eb will explain it to you. I've got to get into town to mail this.
You ain't going nowhere, Dimples.
Dimples? Who is she?
That's me. I used to have Dimples. Mr. Ziff, will you put that gun down?
Sorry, Dimp. Lucky thing, Haney was listening over the party line when you was talking to your friend Williams.
He had no right to listen.
Are you going to sell us out to the New York Combine, huh?
I'm not...
You're going to turn over our milk-making machine without even cutting us in on your friend's egg-laying machine.
How does that work?
Well, you put chicken feed in one hand and egg comes out the other.
Golly diddle-dumps. That sounds better than the milk-making machine. I'll put some money in that.
So will I.
There's no such thing, Mr. Ziffel. All I'm doing is sending a sample of the milk to my friend. He's going to analyze it and let me know if it's worth anything.
Mr. Douglas! Mr. Douglas!
Oh, yes, gentlemen. Come on in.
Yes, thank you, Beaumont. Well, we come over as soon as we got your message about your New York friend calling.
Yeah, are we millionaires?
Let me explain. He analyzed the sample, and he said that chemically it resembles milk.
Yeah, we know we've been drinking it.
How rich are we?
Just a second now. Now, Charlie's analysis showed that the sample contained water, butterfat solids, lactic acid, and a chemical called aquanitric hyperchloride.
What's that?
Well, it's a very expensive chemical that Needlinger used.
I'll leave it to Luca. Nothing but the best.
Yeah, the best. Well, Charlie figured out that by using it, it would make the milk cost $40 a quart.
That's no problem. We'll sell it for $50.
Good thinking. Well, not good thinking. Well,
there's one other problem, gentlemen.
What's that?
Aqua nitric hyperchloride has a side effect.
Oh. What side does it affect?
Your head. It causes temporary baldness.
It does?
Well, I'll be doggone.
I wouldn't worry about it. Charlie also says that it'll grow back in about 3 weeks.
I wish I could be sure of that. has been a Filmways presentation, darling.